Only know you've been high.
Welcome to NCAA Division II Women's Basketball here. I am Joseph Gutierre with Jeff Safford. And we are going to head it, give it off to the PA announcer, Mark, for the introductions of Dominican Penguins versus Dixie State.
Tonight, for your entertainment pleasure, we present a PacWest women's matchup featuring the Red Storm from Dixie State and your Dominican University Penguins. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. At this time, we'd like to take a moment to honor our three seniors, introduced by Stuart Horn.
Do I have a mic?
Right that way.
Is this mine? Is it on?
Yeah, it's new.
Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry, Mark. I guess this one. Is it on?
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. First off, we would like to introduce number two, Melissa Boscarino. Melissa is a four-year player for the Penguins, having appeared in at least 24 games each of her first 3 years. A tremendous senior campaign was cut short by a season-ending knee injury. However, her leadership and presence as a captain continue to help her teammates. Known as Bosco to friends and teammates, she has career highs of 26 points and 8 assists. A lethal three-point shooter and slasher, Melissa improved dramatically over her 4 years to jumpstart this unparalleled era of women's basketball success at Dominican. She is scheduled to graduate in May with a communications degree, is a pretty good DJ, and she is accompanied tonight by her parents, Linda, check it, Leah, and Phil. Melissa Boscarino, everybody.
You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Welcome back, and right now our mentor here, Stuart Horn, announcing the seniors for the Dominican women's team. And Jeff, it's pretty special here for the seniors, playing in front of their home crowd, last home game here at the Conlin Center.
Yeah, and it's cool to see some of these players that have done so much for this program. Jesse Marshall out there right now. Melissa Boscarino is the first one introduced, and she obviously has been the starting point guard, and as Stu said, you know, too bad that she had that knee injury ruin. I shouldn't say ruin, but just cut her season short. And obviously the last senior being Danny Weathered, what she's meant to this program and to this team just kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, exactly. And Jesse Marshall right here, I don't know, for your viewers at home, the listeners at home, she was kind of tearing up a little bit. Again, very emotional here. Both, you know, it's just like the last home game is kind of setting in like.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to graduate after this year, and this is my last game, last home game. Hopefully, Dominican can get into the conference tournament and play some more meaningful basketball later on.
Yeah, and Jesse Marshall is a player who has dealt a lot with injury as this season has gone along, but we've seen her get more and more minutes as she's kind of fought back. So some good resolve shown by a senior right there and how she's just, you know, she wasn't dealt a great hand with the injuries, but she's done the best she could with it.
Yeah, and now right now at center court is the star player for the Penguins, Danny Weathered. Again, she had a phenomenal game Saturday night against
Academy
of Art. She went over 30 points, stole the ball, and could have tied the game. She missed the game-tying shot at the end, but still it does not take away from what she did.
Absolutely
not. Yeah, what she provided for her team. She is like the heart and soul of this Penguins team.
Yeah, and as Stu Horn, our colleague and our boss here at Penguin Radio, just said, that 36 she put up on Saturday night was a career high for her as well. So, and it, you know, they kind of backed into it a little bit, but, you know, they're headed to the PacWest tournament. We know that now, and they're going to need more performances like that from Danny Weathered in the PacWest tournament if they want to try to get that automatic bid into the NCAA tournament and a chance to play for all the marbles.
Yeah, and that would be great to see a Dominican team play in the NCAA Division II tournament in March. You know, it's March Madness season around here, and we're going to see a lot from Danny Weathered today as they played the 7-10 PacWest record Dixie State Red Storm. And they're right there somewhere in the middle of the PacWest trying to fight to get into this conference tournament. But the Penguins stand at 11-7. And then as the teammates, they're going to take a team picture for senior night. So just this great moment to share with your teammates. And as a younger player, it kind of inspires you to play better for your senior teammates tonight.
Yeah, and even though this team is losing some key players after this year, it's, you know, there are a lot of teams that can still contribute. You know, Ikeora has been great this season, and we're getting ready to throw it to Mark Carson once again.
Ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation, both at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem as performed by Danny Weathered's uncle, Reggie Weathered.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stars and bright stripes through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag
know where Danny gets her moves from. Tonight's officials are Lorena Ahumada, Chris Hirano, and Danielle Johnson. At this time, let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Red Storm from Dixie State, as announced by head coach Jenny Thigpen. At one guard, number 4, Shermaine Moore. The other guard is number 12, Leslie Tedemi. At one forward is number 5, Aaliyah Davis. The other forward is number 20, Ashley Burge. And at center, 33, Taylor Mann. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, his assistant Finique Allen, and the lady who pulls it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, she's a junior from Vancouver, Washington. Number one, Carly Hoboak. The other guard is a senior from San Jose, California. Number 13, Jesse Marshall. At one forward, a freshman from Rockland, California. Number 4, Alana Scott. The other forward is a senior from Carrollton, Texas. Number 25, Danny Weathered. And the lady in the middle, a sophomore from Valencia, California. Number 14, Sandra Ikiara.
And that was the starting lineups for both teams. And it's going to be a great game. Jeff, I expect a fast-paced game tonight.
Yeah, I definitely want to see the Penguins try to get out and run tonight and try to really use some of that emotion that they got playing here on senior night. It also worth mentioning that it is Play for K night tonight. They're honoring breast cancer victims wearing pink shoelaces. And I see a few of the players, Danny Weathered and Carly Hoboak, with pink headbands as well. So that's always cool to play for a cool cause like that.
Oh, of course. And I saw Dixie State warming up. They had Play for Pink t-shirts also. So that was really special. As tip-off is about to start right now, Ikiora wins the tip. It goes to Weathered, and here come the Penguins. Marshall drives to the left. She puts up the layup. No good. Rebound, Dixie State. And here comes Dixie State. They're running now. As number 4, Shermaine Moore has it here in the right corner. She passes it out to Leslie Tatamy. Tatamy has it. She gets in the post to man. Man working against Ikiora. Man, nothing there. 13 seconds to shoot for the Red Storm. Dixie State looking to get it inside. They do. They give it to Man. Man, she faces up going against Ikiora. 4 seconds to shoot. 3, 2. She puts up the layup. And 1. Good. And the Storm off to a fast start. They get the bucket and the foul.
And that is the one player on this Dixie State team that we do not want to see get going is Taylor Mann. She is one of the best players in this conference. The player of the week this week averages a 20-10 a game and is second in the NCAA in double-doubles with 19. Just an incredible talent.
As she makes the free throw, 3-0, and Dixie State putting pressure on Danny Weathers in the backcourt. She barely gets it across to Hoboak. Hoboak almost getting double-teamed. They give it to Ikiora in the middle, and she puts it in. So the Penguins respond after the three-point play from the Red Storm. 3-2 Storm in the lead with 9 minutes to go. They give it off to Mann in the post. Mann getting double-teamed, and we got a jump ball. Ikiora got her hand on the ball, and we had a jump ball. Going to stay with Dixie State.
That's how you do it against Mann. You got to make somebody else beat her, double-team her, put some other bodies on her, make her work.
As Moore shoots the three, no good from the right corner. Hoboak with the rebound. Hoboak gives it off to Weathered. Weathered driving to the right. She dumps it back off to Hoboak in the right corner. Scott now has it in the post. She gives it out. 18 seconds to shoot. Ikiora has on the left elbow. She drives to her left, and she puts it up, and she is fouled. Foul on number 20, Ashley Burge. So Ikiora will go to the line for the Penguins. 8:32 remaining in the first quarter. We're just getting started here at the Conlin Center. Oh, looks like Ikiora not going to the line. It was on the floor before the shot. Weathered has the ball in the post. She picks up her dribble. She gives it off to Hoboak. Hoboak drives to the right. Hoboak goes up with the layup, and she is blocked. Nice defense there by Davis.
Looks like, too, that Hoboak lost the handle on that ball going up to the basket as well.
Yep.
Never looked like she had full possession of it.
Aaliyah Davis with the block for the Storm. Ikiora has in the post. She puts up a shot. Nothing there. Kind of wild. Rebound, Dixie State, and here come the Storm. Charmaine Moore has the ball at the top of the key. She's looking to get it. She gets it off to Burge. Burge trying to get it into Mann, the player of the week. They do. She gets doubled right away. She pulls it out. 10 seconds to shoot. Try to give it back to Mann. Ball on the floor. 7 to shoot. Mann driving to the layup. Right hand. Good. And Taylor Mann with the first five points for the Storm. 5-2. Red Storm in the lead over the Penguins. 7:40 to go. Danny Weathers, she drives to her left. She gets a screen from Mikey Ora. And she kicks it out. Scott now. Scott goes with her right hand. No good. Rebound, Scott. She dumps it off to Ikiora. Ikiora puts it up, and that is good. Good hustle there by the Penguins, especially Alana Scott.
And both centers for the team, Ikiora and Mann, both off to good starts. Mann with 5, Ikiora with the first 2 buckets for the Penguins.
Davis has it here on the right wing. She gives it off to Taylor Mann. Mann shoots deep 2, nothing but net with a hand in her face, and we have a timeout by Coach Lacoste of the Penguins. What a shot there by Taylor Mann. Hand in her face, and she's able to sink it with ease.
And we're starting to see why she is one of the leaders in the Pac West, but not only in the Pac West, but the country in terms of scoring. Right there with Danny Weathered, around 20 points a game. And like I mentioned, also with 10 boards a game. She does it all for this Red Storm team. The problem is they've been unable to get much contributions from other areas other than Mann. So the message in the huddle from Coach Lacoste has got to be, hey, let's stop 33 and go from there.
And I thought it was a 2-point shot, but they're counting it as a 3. So 8-4.
And I see the referee pointing at the scoreboard, so I think you're right, Joe.
Yeah. So good job there by Taylor Mann, and she has all the points here early for the Red Storm. Dixie State, and even though it's senior night here at Collins Center, they are not going to just let Dominican win this game. As Jessie Marshall brings up the ball, she's getting double teamed, and Dixie State putting on a very forceful full court pressure as Holbrook airballs, rebound Dominican. Scott has it with 14 seconds to shoot. She gives it off to Ikiora in the post, and Ikiora puts up a right-hand layup that goes in off the glass. 8-6, Storm in the lead.
Great job by Ikiora getting to the bucket, working with that post move.
Tatami has it for the Storm. She dumps it off to Davis in the left wing. Davis got to do something. 5-second count being counted by the referee. As Burge lets the ball go out of bounds. So turnover for Dixie State. Dominican will take possession. 6:20 remaining in the first quarter here at the Conlin Center. Dixie State in the lead, 8-6. You are listening to women's basketball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Joseph Gutierrez, Jeff Safford here. And we are here on senior night, as the refs are talking to the scorers table, and it wasn't a 3, so I was right the first time by Mann. It was a 2, 7-6, Dixie State in the lead. As Marshall getting double-teamed in the backcourt, she gives it across to Holbrook. Holbrook dumps it off to Scott. Scott drives, she pulls out, gives it to Weathered. Weathered drives, now Scott in the corner. And Scott traveled with the ball. She moved before she could put the ball on the floor. Turnover, Dominican. So consecutive turnovers for both Dixie State and Dominican. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter as Dixie State brings up the ball. Moore has it here right in front of us. She dumps it off to Davis. Davis looking for a 3. Holbrook won't let her. She drives to the paint, and then she walks with the ball. So another traveling call. 3 straight from both teams. 3 straight possessions, 3 straight travels. Marshall now bringing up the ball on the left side. She drives, and then she loses it. Burge with the steal. Here comes Moore. Moore showing some nifty behind-the-back dribbling moves. She drives to the right. She jump stops. Nothing there. Burge with the shot, and that goes in. She got the nice little roll. 9-6, Dixie State over Dominican. 5:20 remaining in the first quarter. Danny Weathered, the star player for the Penguins. She drives to her right. She puts up the shot, and that is good. So Danny Weather gets her first 2 points of the game halfway through the first quarter. 9-8, Storm in the lead. Davis here now has it on the right wing. She gives it in the man. Man loses it. Stolen. Ball out of bounds. Off Dixie State. Dominican will take over. And great job there by Sandra Aikiora to get a hand on the pass to make it go out of bounds off a Dixie State player. And we have subs, first subs of the game for Dixie State. Tramina Jordan will check in for Dixie State, the redshirt freshman from Las Vegas, Nevada. As Holbrook has it on the left side, she gets it into Weathered. Weathered getting double teamed, and then she traveled with the ball. She tried to do a little jab step there, but she stutter step, moved both feet. Turnover, Penguins.
Well, right now it seems a little contagious. Both teams kind of struggling to find their footing early in this game. Turning the ball over a little bit sloppy.
As Jordan gives it in to Brianna Jessup. And we have a foul. Foul on number four, Alana Scott. That is her first foul of the game. Second team foul for Dominican. As Dixie State will inbound the ball on the left side. They get in and try to give it into man. Tipped by Aikiora. And then Moore tried to grab the ball, but she did not reestablish her feet, so she is out of bounds. As Jesse Marshall throws the ball away, Dixie State puts up the shot, and that is good. So good steal there by Davis to steal the ball and then put the shot in.
But not a smart pass there from Marshall.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Jeff. I was about to say that.
Sorry.
It's all right. 11-8, Storm in the lead. Holbrook for three. No good. Rebound. Jordan of Dixie State. And here they go. They got numbers. Davis wide open. Then they give it in the man. Man gets blocked, but we got a foul.
I was close.
Aikiora with the foul. And that is her second, so she will be heading to the bench as Ashley Sorensen goes to the scorer table to check in for Sandra Aikiora.
And also looks like Natalie Diaz will be checking in. She missed the last game due to a concussion. So good to see her get back into the lineup.
As Mann puts in the first free throw. And three subs, a whole new lineup for Dominican. Taylor Deneau checks in. Ashley Sorensen checks in. And Natalie Diaz checks in.
She was hiding behind the two tall players, Diaz and Sorensen. I didn't even see Taylor Deneau sitting over here on the scorer's table, and she was right next to me.
Taylor Mann, second free throw is good. So she has 13-8, Dominican trailing Dixie State. Natalie Diaz has the ball on the left side. She gives it up to Holbrook on the right wing. Holbrook gives it into Weather, then the high post. Weather drives, puts up the shot, and she gets fouled, so she'll shoot two.
But man, Danny Weathered went right at Taylor Mann right there. At the Taylor Mann staying at 6'2". Danny Weathered not intimidated at all, went right to the paint and got fouled.
Foul on Brianna Jessup. That is her first foul, second team foul for Dixie State.
And Brianna Jessup, no shorty herself. She stands at 5'11".
As Danny Weather puts them both in, 13-10, Dixie State in the lead with 3.5 to go in the first quarter here at Conlin Center. Dixie State, she shoots for three. No good. Rebound. Taylor Mann and Sorensen were battling for it. Holbrook comes up with it, and then Mann able to get some hand on the ball, and we got a jump ball. Dominican will keep possession, but Carly Holbrook upset about that call.
Yeah, I didn't look like to me the Dixie player had possession of the ball really at all. Kind of definitely got a hand on it, but I don't think that warranted a dual possession call right there.
As Tamori Sangster checks in for Dixie State, and she is guarding Natalie Diaz right now, who had the ball. She tries to give it to Deneau. Deneau couldn't handle it. Ball fortunately falls to Weather. Diaz for three, no good. Rebound saved by Weather, but Dixie State able to come up with the ball. Dixie State tries to make a full court pass, and it is tipped out by Taylor Deneau, and Deneau tipped the ball, almost hit an old lady in the stands with a cane. That would have been not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it make contact. The ball, that is, made contact with the cane, but no grandmothers were injured in the process of that play.
Tatami has the ball. She drives to her right. She dumps it off to Sangster. Sangster goes. She puts up the wild shot, and that goes in for her first points of the game. 15-10, Storm in the lead. As Holbrook has the ball, she shoots a three. No good. It was long, and it goes out of bounds. Off Taylor Deneau. Taylor Deneau tried to grab the rebound. She was fighting with Tramina Jordan for the ball, but it ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Taylor Deneau.
Yeah, good looks for the Penguins the last couple possessions. Shots just not falling, especially from outside the perimeter.
Sangster, she shoots it, and that's her second consecutive shot. Nice jumper there, 16-footer. And that's good, 17-10, Storm in the lead. As this Dixie State putting pressure on Dominican and making them throw force turnovers as Taylor Deneau throws it out of bounds. She tried to make a full court pass or cross court pass, and that went out of bounds. As Holbrook comes out and Alyssa Lorenzo checks in for Dominican. Sangster has it again. And she gets fouled by Danny Weathered. And Weathered will be charged with the foul. That is her first, fourth team foul for Dominican as Jade Castro checks in for Taylor Deneau for the Dominican Penguins. 17-10, Storm in the lead. 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter at the Conlin Center. Tatami, she gives it off to Jordan. Jordan, deep three, no good. Rebound, Sorensen. Sorensen then throws it away. Luckily, it went out of bounds off Sangster. 1:49 remaining as Dominican will inbound the ball on the far sideline. And again, Dixie State putting major pressure on the Penguins. This full court pressure seems unbearable for Dominican and seems like they're getting suffocated by it.
Well, we've seen Dominican struggle before with the press, and that has definitely been something that Dixie State picked up on in their scouting report, and they're putting it in play here in the first half.
As Castro has it here on the right wing, she gets it in the Weathered in the corner. Weathered to Lorenzo. Lorenzo drives. Lorenzo puts up the shot, but she gets fouled, so she will shoot two and try to bring this game within 5 points. Jessup with her second foul, third team foul for Dixie State. First shot for Lorenzo is good, and that will be her first point of tonight's game. Again, it is senior night here at the Conlin Center. Seniors Danny Weathered, Jesse Marshall, and Melissa Boscarino playing their last home game in their Dominican careers. As Lorenzo misses the free throw, Castro gets the rebound. She misses the second chance shot. Sorensen comes down with it. She misses the shot. So Dominican got some other chances, couldn't put in the basket. As Sangster pulls up for three, no good. Rebounds Sorensen. Here comes Diaz now on the left side. She drops it off to Weathered. Weathered drives. Passes out to Castro. Now to Lorenzo. Back to Castro. Castro to Diaz. Diaz back to Castro. Castro deep three. No good. Rebound Lorenzo. Lorenzo gives it off to Weathered. And Castro going to reset it with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Weathered. She drives to her right. She splits two defenders, puts up the shot, and that goes in. No foul called, surprisingly, because there was a lot of contact there. 17-13, Storm in the lead.
And Danny Weathered shaking her head no at Sangster, kind of saying, you can't guard me. And that's a bad sign for Sangster if Danny Weathered can get it going.
As they give it a man, and man powers her way in, but we got an offensive foul call. She hooked Sorensen and threw her to the ground. So that's her first on Taylor Mann, and she will check out of the game with 9 points.
Yeah, they could have gone. I think she traveled down there as well, shuffling the feet. They could have gone with a foul or a travel there from Mann.
As Castro trying to get the ball across half court, she gets trapped here in the corner. She finally gives it out. She gives it off to Diaz. Back to Castro. The Weathered with 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10 seconds now. 9, 8. Castro has it at the top of the key. 6. Weathered now has it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Weathered puts up the shot. The buzzer. No good. It rolled in and out. And Danny Weathered that felt probably thought it was going to go in. It felt good, and it didn't go in. 17-13. Dixie State in the lead. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we will be back after these messages.
These pistons, I'm taking off on the enemy. Your distance came across me. How much it cost me to get you out my business? I said a planet is a short-term goal. No sky is the limit. I'm past that, now past that. Award not one, but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing at K-Dot. Sold out shows where the room is packed. Uh-huh. Sitting at the Grammys winning five awards. See myself on big billboards. Traveling around the world.
Yoga, Zumba, weight training classes, and more. At Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center offers a wide range of amenities to benefit your everyday health and wellness.
Do you want that freshman 15? I don't think so.
So come on down to the Conlon Center, and while you're there, don't miss a second of the Penguin basketball games and volleyball matches that are held in the gymnasium.
And the Penguins win 78-76. The unthinkable has happened at the Conlon Center.
Not on a sports team, but want to play?
And we are back here at the Conlon Center as Dixie State will inbound the ball. And here we go. Tatami has the ball, and she dumps it off to Sangster, who's been an instant scorer right now as Jordan pulls up for a three. Nothing but net. Deep straightaway three, and that is good. 20-13, Storm in the lead.
And that's been one of the big stories so far. Dixie State shooting extremely well at 63%. Dominican only at 29. And that's a huge reason why Dominican finds themselves behind by 7 points. Just unable to find the range, not haven't hit a three yet. Took four in the first quarter and missed all of them. So for Dominican, it'll be settle down, hit some shots, and see where it goes from there.
Sorensen puts up the shot, and that goes in off the glass. Her first points of the game. 20-15, Storm in the lead over the Penguins. 9:20 to go here in the second quarter. As Jordan gets it, she was cutting, and then she backs out into the right corner here. Danny Weathered playing defense on her. Jordan gets a screen. She pulls up with a three. No good. Rebound. And we got an over-the-back call foul on Bolden. Bolden, the sophomore 5'10 guard from Las Vegas, Nevada, played at Bishop Gorman, another high school over there.
Yeah, Bishop Gorman, that's a really great athletic school. They're great in just about any sport they play. Basketball, they're huge power in football as well. So definitely in the blood. It's almost like playing at modern day for a SoCal kid.
Yeah. As Lorenzo has the ball in the right corner, she pulls up. Shot, no good. Rebound. Rebounds on the floor, and Sorensen able to come up with it. She gives it off to Diaz. Diaz throws it out to Weathered at the top of the key. Weathered, she refuses the screen. She goes up, little jump stop, and puts it off the glass as Sangster flew by her. Danny Weathered with her 8th point of the game. 20-17, storming the lead. And here come the other way, Dixie State. Burge, Ashley Burge, puts in the shot and one. 22-17, Storm in the lead. And Ashley Burge looking to convert the three-point play.
Not a smart there for smart foul by Danny Weathered there, as Burge was in great position. In all likelihood, she was easily going to be able to lay that one in. And Weathered's got to understand with one foul, she can't afford to pick up a second and put herself on the bench.
And she does go to the bench. As Carly Holbrook checks in, Burge misses the free throw. Rebound, Diaz. And here come the Penguins. Down 22-17 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Castro, she pulls up for three. That's no good. Rebound Davis for Dixie State. Davis driving now. She stops, gets the play, and Tamari Sangster has the ball. She has it in the post. She's getting double teamed. She drops it off to Burge. Burge goes up, and she gets fouled. So she'll go back to the line on back-to-back possessions. Foul on Alyssa Lorenzo. The guard, freshman, 5'7". That's her first foul of the game. Second team foul for Dominican. As Burge has her little routine. And she misses a free throw. So fortunately for Dominican, Burge misses her last two free throws. 22-17 here at Conlin. Dixie State in the lead. 7:52 remaining in the second quarter.
And a little bit odd from Burge. Burge, a pretty good free throw shooter at 74% on the season.
And she puts in her second free throw. 23-17, so I think she heard Jeff here and said, yeah, I got a reputation to hold up. As Diaz drives and she gets fouled. Foul on number four, Shermaine Moore. That's her first personal foul. And that foul was on the ground. As Castro throws it in to Sorensen. Sorensen looking to go up with it. She does. No good. Rebound Taylor Mann, who checked back in for Dixie State, and she will be a player to watch for Dixie State. As Burge goes, she drives, she misses the layup, gets her own rebound, 20 seconds to shoot. Tatami has it. Tatami gets the screen, and we got a foul. Foul on Jade Castro. She had a hand check there, and that is her first foul. Third team foul for Dominican as Taylor Donnell checks in for Castro. Taylor Mann will inbound the ball for Dixie State here right in front of us on Media Row. She gets it into Tatami. Tatami gets it into Moore. Moore almost stolen there by Scott. They're trying to get it into Taylor Mann, but Dominican playing great defense to prevent that. They do now. Mann, she faces up. She drives. Dumps it off to Burge. Burge to Davis in the left wing. No good. Rebound. Rebound, Mann. Mann, she goes up with three defenders on her. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Alana Scott. Here comes Dominican. Stolen by Davis. Oh, then she loses it. Holbrook has it now. Holbrook to Diaz. Diaz drives, and she gets fouled. Foul on Ashley Burge. Strange.
That was a strange sequence right there.
Yeah. It looked like Davis was going to steal it for Dixie State, and then she didn't know where the ball was. And Holbrook ended up with it, gave it to Diaz. Diaz going to the line.
Sometimes that's the most fun type of basketball to watch, when the ball's going helter-skelter all over the place. It's kind of gets a little exciting, I think.
With Diaz up there, has she been a great get this year or what, you guys? She has been so solid. There she is on the line, makes them both, of course. And Diaz has just been unbelievable. Down low, she can pound it around. And outside, she can shoot through the three.
Yeah, the 5'11 freshman, she's been a surprise here for the Dominican Penguins.
Totally.
And I think we saw it from day one with Diaz. We watched her play in that scrimmage, seems like such a long time ago in November, and she lit it up that night, and everybody kind of said, wow, this girl is going to be good. And she started almost every game we've seen this year.
As Tatami has it for Dixie State, and we got a blocking foul on Taylor Deneau. That will be her first foul. Fourth team foul for Dominican in the second quarter.
And one thing that I am noticing is that these referees are very whistle happy. They love to call these little ticky-tack, little hand check, little blocking fouls. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Every referee is going to call a game a little differently. That's their style.
But you start to see it from ref to ref. Who allows them to play and who doesn't?
Right, it's like watching umpires in baseball.
As we have a foul on Sandra Ikiora, and that will be her third.
Oh, boy.
She just checked in, and Sorensen got a little quick break, and now she's going back in. So Ikiora will probably be done for the rest of the first half. Might not even start the second half. because she's so valuable to the Dominican team. As Taylor Mann, the player of the week, heads to the line. First free throw is good for Mann. And like Jeff said, she is a double-double waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's a good call. And you've got to believe how much confidence it would give a player to be named player of the week.
Taylor Mann, she puts in the second free throw. So score 24-19, Dixie State in the lead. 6:10 remaining in the second half. As Taylor Donnell drives, she dumps it off to Weathered. Weathered to Scott. Taylor Donnell has it in the low post. She throws it out to Holbrook. Holbrook three, nothing. And ball goes out of bound. Holbrook shot kind of off the mark there. Just hit nothing but backboard.
And we've seen Holbrook shoot real well over the last couple weeks, but tonight not so much so far. 0 for 5 from the field.
As Taylor Deneau kind of carelessly passed the ball in and stolen there by Dixie State. Another turnover there for the Dominican Penguins. Moore gets it in the man. Mann going to work against Sorensen. Sorensen tries to block the shot, but Taylor Mann just too good with the right hand off the glass. Taylor Mann puts it in 27-19.
You know, the Red Storm's starting to figure something out here and pull away. And they're pushing the Penguins to the outside and not letting them get down low at all.
As Deneau drives in and she gets fouled by Shermaine Moore.
Moore stuck a hand in there, but there's a good example. They were not going to allow Deneau to penetrate, even if it cost putting her on the line. Deneau is a fair three-point free throw shooter, And as she cans the first one of the line drive. But, you know, Deneau went in there, and all of a sudden, she realized she had big trouble.
Yeah, she was surrounded by three Dixie State players there. As her second free throw is good, nothing but net, 27-21, 5:24 remaining in the second half, in the second quarter. And
go ahead.
As Davis loses handle of the ball, out of bounds, Dominican takes possession.
That's the one thing the Dominicans really have, I think, over Dixie is the defense, if anything. Because, frankly, Dixie is man for man taller. And with the exception, of course, of Sorensen out there. And thank God we have Sorensen. But they're bigger and badder and a little bit heavier. But it's the Penguins' defense that is the difference here.
And like you said, Stu, they can't getting no penetration as Danny Weathered finally finds some. And she puts in the layup, 27-23, Storm in the lead. Tatami has it on the left elbow. She passes out to Sadrina Bolden. Sangster has it in the right wing. She gives it into Bolden. Bolden tries to give it to Mann, and the man couldn't handle the ball, and that goes out of bounds. So another turnover for Dixie State, and Dominican's defense keeping them close in this game with 4:34 remaining. They are only down by 4, 27-23. Dixie State taking the lead here. And again, like you said, Stu, just their defense not allowing Dominican to get them in the paint and get easy shots.
Yeah, and that's been magnified also by the loss of Sandra Ikiora. She is definitely their go-to player going in the post. You know, Danny Weathered likes to attack the paint as well, but she's more of a slasher. She likes to get in the paint.
And she can shoot from any place. She doesn't have a preference.
Yeah.
Right, except if it's a three-point line. She doesn't really hit too many threes.
Well, that's absolutely right.
As Dominican trailing 27-23, and I guess with Ikiora on the bench, Danny Weathered, all the attention's on her, so they can put two or three defenders on Danny Weathered and prevent her to go off like she did last Saturday night against RU. As teams are coming back onto the floor, Dominican playing great defense these last couple of possessions. So has Dixie State. So it's a fast, hard, physical game that is being played here between Dixie State and Dominican. As Taylor Deneau drives to her right, she puts up the right hand reverse layup, and Taylor Deneau blew past all defenders of the Storm, puts it in, 27. as here comes Dixie State now. Back door, Sangster, she misses the rebound. And she had a nice backdoor cut. Tatami has it, 6-5-4. Back to Davis. Davis, she shoots with 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and that goes in. Aaliyah Davis with the three, 37-28 with a minute to go here in the second quarter. As Diaz, she drives, she puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, last touch by Diaz.
Yeah, Dixie State has really made some big shots, like that one right there in this first half. Just, you know, contested shots don't always go down, but luckily enough for Dixie State and the Red Storm, they've been falling tonight.
As Tomori Sangster, she drives, puts up the shot, and we got a charge. Charge taken there by freshman guard Alyssa Lorenzo.
A little bit of a ill-advised play there, as there were three DUs waiting for her in the paint right there.
That is Sangster's first foul. 45 seconds remaining in the half. Taylor Donnell brings out the ball, and she travels with the ball. She lost her footing, and she traveled with the ball. Costly turnover there by Taylor Donnell.
And it looked like she expected Natalie Diaz to be somewhere, and she wasn't, and it kind of threw her off, and that's why she drugged that pivot foot.
Tamori Sangster bringing up the ball for Dixie State. She gives it off to Tramita Jordan, back to Sangster. Sangster gets it in the post. She throws it out of the man for three, no good. A little ill-advised shot there by Taylor Mann. Kind of want to see her get it more in the post. 20 seconds to go. Lorenzo has it. Dominican probably going to hold for the last shot. 15 seconds. Lorenzo trying to get it to somebody. 10 seconds now. Diaz has it in the left wing. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Diaz for 3. 3, 2, 1. Dixie State puts up a half-court shot. No good. And Natalie Diaz finishes off the half with a 3 to bring Dominican within 6. 37-31, Dixie State Red Storm in the lead over the Dominican Penguins. And not the first half you kind of want to see from Dominican, especially on senior night, but they are still in this game and managed to keep it close to here, 37-31. Leading scorers for Dixie State, Taylor Mann with 15. Again, we talked about her before the broadcast. She is a force to reckon with. And then second leading scorer for Dixie State, Tamori Sangster. She has 7 points. And then, of course, your leading scorer for Dominican, Danny Weathered. She has 12 points on the night. And, Jeff, like I said, it was fast-paced and hard play defense for both teams.
Yeah, and like you said, you called that in the beginning of the game also. You're expecting a fast-paced game. And really, the difference in the game so far has been one team shooting the rock really well and the other team not. Not so much. Dominican only shooting 35%. But if there's one thing that's maybe a shining, you know, maybe the light shining at the end of the tunnel for the Penguins is they finally did at that last shot by Natalie Diaz get a 3 to go. So maybe psychologically they can get that'll get them going from beyond the perimeter, because I think that will be huge for them. If they can start lighting up from in throughout the perimeter, they can get those bigs out of the paint, you know, so it's not so hard going into the paint. Maybe Sandra Ikiora maybe stays out of foul trouble in the second half as well and helps them out in the post. And Dominican can hopefully turn things around in the second half.
And we hope for that to happen. As first half is done with, again, score 37-31, Dixie State in the lead. We will be back in the second half in 15 minutes here on Penguin Radio. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. For Jeff Safford, I am Joseph Gutierrez, and we will see you in a bit.
Daytime is lonely, the night gets me blue. Nothing to say now, nothing to do. Nothing to say now,
yoga, Zumba, weight training classes, and more. At Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center offers a wide range of amenities to benefit your everyday health and wellness.
Do you want that freshman 15? I don't think so.
So come on down to the Conlon Center, and while you're there, don't miss a second of the Penguin basketball games and volleyball matches that are held in the gymnasium.
And the Penguins win 78-76. The unthinkable has happened at the Conlon Center.
Not on a sports team, but want to play? No problem.
All DU students are encouraged to participate in rec sports. After a practice or a game, you can cool off by jumping into the pool. It's all at the Conlon Center.
Only at Dominican University of California.
And welcome back to the Conlon Center. I am Jessica Terrace with Jeff Safford. And we got about a minute and a half left for a halftime of this great, incredible game here on senior night between Dixie State Red Storm and the Dominican Penguins. Just 37-31, Dixie State in the lead. And Jeff, it was fast-paced, and Taylor Mann for Dixie State is leading the way for the team with 15 points.
Yeah, and she was, we mentioned it before going in a half, that she is just an incredible talent. And the message from Tim Lacoste has got to be just talking about, you know, they got to understand that they got to live with some of the success that she has. But anything that Dominican can do to make it more difficult for Taylor Mann, it the better. It's, you know, throwing doubles at her, throwing, you know, having guards like Taylor Deneau getting in there trying to poke the ball away and just pester her, you know, get her off her game. That's the only thing that you can try to do if you're the Penguins. You know, she is just an incredible talent, probably the best player other than Danny Weathert that we've seen in the Conlon Center all year.
Yeah, and offensively, obviously you want to get the ball to Danny Weathert, who is your best scorer, but also the Penguins are only 1 from 7 from the three-point line, with Natalie Diaz hitting the three-point shot before halftime, so they definitely needed to improve on that, because Carly Holbrook 0-for-3 and Jade Castro 0-for-2, only two other players that have shot in threes tonight for the Penguins.
Yeah, I'd like to see, she's on the floor now, I'd like to see Alana Scott, who's got a real good three-point stroke, maybe get her going in the second half as well.
As Taylor Deneau starts off with the ball for the Penguins, Weathert has it in the post, she puts up the shot, and Coach Lacoste's game plan is simple: get Danny Weathert hot and get her started, as she makes the first shot for Dominican with 14 points now, 37-33, Dixie State in the lead.
And it sure might be fun to watch two of the Pac West's best in Mann and Weathert kind of go at each other now in the last 20 minutes, or Dixie, 10 minutes.
Dixie State has the ball, 5 seconds to shoot. Moore has it. She puts up the three. No good. Rebound, Deneau. So good defense there on that possession by the Penguins. Taylor Deneau has it. She gets off to Weathert. Weathert drives, spin move. That's her favorite, but she misses the shot. Just a little too strong for Danny Weathert. 37-33. We just got started here for the second half as Tatumi drives, and she is fouled. She'll head to the line. Foul on Taylor Deneau. Second foul on Deneau. And it's kind of been a reoccurring thing for Deneau. She's kind of been in a lot of foul trouble the last couple of games, as it looks like Jesse Marshall, the senior, playing her last home game in Conlon Center, will check in for Taylor Deneau. Again, this is senior night here at the Conlon Center. Last home games for the seniors, for the women's team, and then for the men's team later on tonight. That game starts at 7:30 here, only on radio.dominican.edu. Free throw is good, 39-33, Dixie State in the lead. The freshman, Alyssa Lorenzo, bringing up the ball for Dominican. She dumps it off to Weathert. Weathert drives, hop step, puts up the shot, good. What a hop step there by Alyssa Weathert, or Danny Weathert, to get by Purge of Burge of Dixie State.
Yeah, Danny Weather, we saw her use that hop step a couple times against RU on Saturday night. Pulls it back out of the bag there.
As Burge has it, she puts up the shot. No good. Rebound. And we got a foul. Foul on 33, Taylor Mann. That is her second. And that is a good thing for Dominican, as, like we said, all broadcast, Taylor Mann has been the man, basically, for Dixie State. She has 15 points of Dixie State's 39 as Lorenzo puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Sorensen. Sorensen puts it up. She misses the layup. Rebound, Burge. Sorensen had a chance there for second opportunity, and she could not convert. Tademy has it. Now for Dixie State, she gives it off to Moore. Moore to Burge. Burge trying to get it in to Mann. Davis has it for three all by herself. Nothing but net. The Dominican defense forgot about Aaliyah Davis, and she was able to put it in. 42-35 as Lorenzo loses the ball. Davis steals it, and she puts it in. 44-35. Costly mistake there by the freshman Lorenzo. Danny Weather, hop step, stops. Her defender goes by her, and she puts it in. 44-37. Weathered has 18. Here comes Davis now to Tademy. Tademy gives it to Moore. Moore to Mann. Mann at the high post. She gets double. She loses it. Stolen by Lorenzo. And she throws it away. Here comes Burge. Burge gets fouled and one. So two costly mistakes there by Lorenzo. First she gives up the ball, and then she fouls Burge, who was able to put it in with the contact.
Yeah, and really not a smart foul there from Lorenzo. You know, if you're going to commit a foul down there, you got to really just hammer them. Don't kind of just get enough contact and allow them the chance to go up for a two-point play. Or a three-point play, excuse me.
Burge, she puts it in. And now Dixie State increases its lead to 10 points, 47-37, 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As Deneau, nice little behind-the-back move. She dumps it off to Marshall. Marshall gets fouled. Nice move there by Deneau, and what a great way to find Marshall cutting back door, and Marshall gets fouled. Foul on Burge. That is her third. Weather goes up with it. She misses. Rebound Burge. And Burge comes up limping. As Davis drives, she stops. She gives it a Burge. Burge stolen by Weather. Here comes Deneau to Scott. Scott drives and kicks it out to Deneau. Deneau to Weather. Weather drives to her right. Pump fakes. Puts up the shot. And she got Taylor Mann on her feet. Luckily for Mann, no contact. And she didn't get called for the foul. 47-39. Davis drops it off to Burge. Burge puts it in. 49-39. Dixie State in the lead. Fast pace third quarter we have here at the Conlin Center. 6 minutes to go. Deneau drops it off to Sorensen. Sorensen puts it in. So these teams both trading baskets back and forth. 49-41. Dixie State in the lead. Dixie State. Tademy has it at the top. She gives it to Mann in the high post. Mann drives to her left. She stops. Back to Tademy. Tademy trying to either to get into Burge or Mann, who are both posting up. Mann, she goes to her left. She puts it up with the left hand, and that goes in. Taylor Mann scores her first points of the second half. She has 17 in total tonight. 51-41, Dixie State. Deneau puts up the shot. She gets fouled and one. Foul there by Tademy. Taylor Deneau looking to convert on the three-point play here. Great job by Deneau.
Yeah, good job of being able to absorb the contact with the body and still be able to put up a really good shot. And she hit it for a three-point opportunity. But Dominican, you know, playing some pretty good offensive basketball right now, but trained baskets isn't going to do it for the Penguins if they want to get back into it.
Deneau puts in the shot, so she converts the three-point play. 51-44, Storm in the lead. Tademy has the ball on the right wing. She gives it off to Sangster. Sangster had a nice half with 7 points, and she gets rejected by Sorensen. Great defense there inside by Sorensen. 6 seconds to shoot for Dixie State. Tatamy, she drops it off to Sangster. 2-1. Sangster with a desperation three. No good. Rebound Deneau. Deneau to Weathered. Weathered drives in the paint. She gets fouled, and she will go to the line. And we have a media timeout here. Carly Holbrook will check in after the break for Dominican. Danny Weathered will go to the line after the break as well. So we got a close game here, 51-44, Dixie State in the lead, and 4:53 remaining in the third. But teams both trading buckets, but like you said, Jeff, Dominican, if they want to take the lead, they have to play some defense.
Yeah, and you're seeing some other players kind of step up other than Taylor Mann here in this third quarter. She only has the one bucket so far, but this offense just is keep on rolling. But Danny Weathered again, just having another superb performance already with 20 points and 8 of 11 from the field. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about another career high for Danny Weathered when this game is over.
Yeah, hopefully so, because it seems that's what Dominican needs right now if this game keeps going like this. Both teams trading baskets. Literally, there's no defense being played from either team, so both teams need to work on that. As Danny Weathered comes back out onto the court to lead her Dominican Penguin team, she is at the line, ready to shoot two shots. Danny Weathered, again, like Jeff was saying, having a great game on her senior night, last game here at Conlin for Danny Weathered. First free throw is good, and she has made all her free throws today. Knock on wood, that keeps happening, but she usually, you know, makes one then misses one, but she has been perfect tonight from the line as she makes both.
And DU as a team has shot very well from the line as well.
51-46, Dixie State in the lead as Jordan has it. Jordan gives it off to Tatamy to Sangster. Sangster gives it in to Taylor Mann. Taylor Mann gets doubled. Sangster for three in the corner. Air ball. Rebound Diaz. Here come the Penguins. Diaz looks up, finds Holbrook. Holbrook back to Diaz. Diaz for three. No good. Rebound Sorensen. Sorensen goes up, and she puts it in. Ashley Sorensen, who's playing well for the Penguins in replacing Sandra Aguiora, who has three fouls tonight.
Yeah, Sorensen has played a big role. That's her sixth rebound she has got right there, and she's had a couple of nice rebounds right underneath the bucket and was just unable to put it away. She did a good job of being able to finish that one.
As we have a three-second violation on Dixie State, so that would be a turnover. Dominican will take possession of the ball. 4 minutes to go. Dominican down by three. Deneau has it. Holbo gives it in to Weathered. Weathered in the post. She gets double. She kicks it out to Diaz. Diaz drives. Weathered stole it from Holbo. Weathered drives. Back to Diaz. Diaz goes up with a no. She throws it away. Here comes Tatamy now for Dixie State. She's leading the Red Storm. She puts up the shot. She gets fouled, and she misses the shot. Tatamy, Leslie Tatamy, will go to the line for the Red Storm. Third personal on Taylor Deneau.
And the Red Storm have done a good job. Dominican down three right now, and they've kind of been able to push back a couple times, but the Red Storm have done a good job of kind of responding when Dominican has pushed them a little bit.
As Tatamy misses her first free throw. 51-48, Red Storm in the lead here at the Conlin Center on senior night. Second free throw is good. 52-48, Dixie State in the lead. 3:35 remaining in the game. Deneau gives it off to Diaz. Diaz to Holbrook. Holbrook to Weathered. Weathered drives. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Weathered again. She goes up and she gets blocked. Blocked there by Jessup of Dixie State. Sangster has the ball. She pulls it out, and she hands the ball off to Tadmi. Tadmi trying to get it into Taylor Mann. Good defense there by Sorensen. Three from Jordan in the right wing. No good. Rebound Mann. Second opportunities for Dixie State.
But Dixie State definitely got away with the moving screen that set up that three-point basket there as well. Or the attempt, I should say.
Jessup has the ball. She's working against Diaz. Blocked there by Diaz, but we got a foul.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right, Jeff. It looked from here, from our view, that Diaz got nothing but ball. And Coach Lacoste is livid here right
in
front of
heated.
Us.
Yeah, the second that call was made, he kind of made a hand-waving gesture and said, oh, come on. And you can't blame him. From the back end, it looked clean from our angle. Maybe she got her in the front part of her body and we couldn't see it. But the Conlin Center crowd also not happy, getting shadowed down with boos here.
Jessup puts both free throws in, 54-48, 2:30 remaining in the game. Here comes Deneau. She gets a screen. Deneau drives. She puts up the layup, and that is good. Good move there by Taylor Deneau to put in the layup. 54-50, Red Storm in the lead. Taylor Mann, she had it. She drives, and she loses it off her knee. Out of bounds, Dominican's ball.
Yeah, good bit of a break there as Taylor Mann definitely looked up. Have the position there for an easy layup, but kind of just fumbled the ball away.
Deneau brings up the ball. She's working against Sangster. She drops it off to Diaz. Diaz gives it in to the Weathered. Weathered to Holbrook. Holbrook for three in the corner. No good. Rebound Deneau. Taylor Deneau everywhere right now. She puts in the shot. 54-42. Dixie State in the lead. And Dominican has played their ways back into this game.
Taylor Deneau, definitely known as an energy player, giving the team a spark here at the end of the third quarter.
Sangster has it for Dixie State. She gets the screen. She drives. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Dominican. And we got an offensive foul on Dixie State.
And great position to rebound there by Natalie Diaz, number 24. She was right in position, boxed him out, just like how they teach you in CYO basketball. Sometimes you don't see the fundamentals done right, but that was a great example of fundamental basketball done right there, and that's why she's standing on the line shooting 1-1.
Two shots for Natalie Diaz. Foul was on Brianna Jessup. That is their third foul of the game as Diaz puts in the first free throw. Foul there by Jessup, and she is going to the bench. Replacing her is Ashley Burge. Diaz at the line one more time. She can tie the game if she can put this free throw in, and she does. Tying game all tied up at 54 with 1.5 remaining in the third quarter. As Sangster has the ball, directing traffic for Dixie State. They get it into Taylor Mann on the right elbow. She's getting triple teamed. Mann decides to dribble, and she walks with the ball. And Taylor Mann upset at her coach, telling her, I'm getting triple teamed. Someone else has to get the ball and get open.
And the Penguins have a chance here on this possession to take the lead. They have not led at any point tonight.
Deneau gives it off to Diaz. Diaz back to Deneau here on the right wing. Weathered gets the cross-court pass. Diaz drives, pump fakes. She gets it back, and she puts in the shot. What a great find there by Taylor Deneau to find Diaz in the seam, just there waiting under the basket. Dominican finally takes the lead since the first minutes of the game. They try to get into Taylor Mann. She loses it. Here comes Deneau and the Penguins. Deneau, the Diaz. Diaz for three. Good! Natalie Diaz for three, and she gives the Penguins a five-point lead, 59-54, 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Conlin fans are on their feet, and it is rocking right now in the icebox. Sangster has it on the right wing, 20 seconds to shoot. They give it in to Mann. Mann goes up. She gets blocked. Sorensen with the block. Here comes Danny Weathered with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And I would expect 25 to take the last shot here.
10 seconds as Weather does have it. 9, 8, 7, 6. Weather drives to her right. 5. Dig Sorensen. No good. Rebound man. 1. And that will be the end of the third quarter as Dominican takes the lead. 59-54. And they play a great second half of that third quarter. What a way for Dominican to get back into this game.
Yeah, and it was the defensive activity that really kind of set it up for this team. We started seeing Dominican force some turnovers from the Dixie State Fred Storm, and they're able to take the lead. But also, got to give credit to Taylor Deneau, who I think was the key to that run right there, not playing great defense and also finding her players around her, assisting with the basketball, and that's what your point guard's got to do. She's got to kind of dabble in a little bit of everything and make sure that she kind of keeps the car running.
Exactly there, Jeff, as Dominican shot way better in the third quarter, astounding 58%, basically. It's 57.9%. So they doing such a better job shooting the ball, getting high percentage shots, and it got them back into this game. And like you said, Taylor Deneau was the spark plug for Dominican and for Coach Lacoste, as she will be coming back out onto the court with Danny Weathered, Natalie Diaz, Carly Hoboke, and Ashley Sorensen.
And Sorensen, her performance can't be not mentioned here as well. She's played very well, but it'll be interesting to see how she handles, or how Coach Lacoste handles Ikeora, who's got three fouls, but we'll see if he sticks with this lineup because they've been able to fight their way back into it, or if he feels that at some point he brings in Ikeora.
As Davis for Dixie State brings it in, she's working against Deneau, the spark plug for Dominican. Moore has it. Moore puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Sorensen. Here comes Weathered. Weathered driving, leading the pack for Dominican. Deneau has it. Deneau, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Taylor Mann. Here comes Sangster. Sangster for Moore. Moore thought about the three. She decided not to. Taylor Mann dumps it off to Purge. Burge gets blocked by Deneau. Hoboke to Weathered. Weathered, she gets blocked by Moore.
Wow.
Here comes Sangster now for Dixie State. And Coach Lacoste is angry. He thought Danny Weathered got fouled there. And he's right here in front of us screaming. As Moore has it now on the left wing.
Wow. I cannot believe they didn't call that. As Coach Lacoste was saying it a couple times, that was unreal.
As Moore puts the shot up at the left elbow, no good. Rebound Weathered. 8:40 to go in the last quarter of this game. Deneau gets a screen, kicks it out the whole boat.
Oh, Tim Lacoste was cracking me up last game with them talking to the referees. He's up to it again.
Danny Weathered for three. 62-54, and Dominican is on a roll right now. Timeout, Dixie State, and they need to rethink what is going on with their team right now, as they have let their lead of 8 points come down to now they're trailing by 8 points to Dominican. Danny Weathered has another career night right now. 25 points, 12 by Diaz and 12 by Deneau. So great production from the Dominican Penguins players. It seems like it's spread out.
Yeah, and again with Danny Weathered doing a little bit of everything, hitting a three right there, and that's something Danny Weathered doesn't really do. That's only her third three-pointer in the entire season, so she's not really somebody that shoots from the outside, but you could see it with Dixie State with that zone defense. They were just sagging off her so hard. She just, you know, she had all the room in the world, so she's like, hey, why not just put it up?
Yeah.
Good to see that. I mean, if it's a wide open shot, even if she doesn't take them that much, might as well just put it in the basket if it's wide open.
62-54. Penguins in the lead, and they are in control of this game. As Dixie State comes out onto the court, Jessup will inbound for the Red Storm.
And Tim LeCoe still talking to the referees, man.
I would not want to be a referee running down his sideline.
Heck no.
As Tatami gives it in to Jessup. Jessup working against Diaz. Tatami gets it. She gets a screen from Jessup. Tatami got 8 seconds to shoot. She gives off to Burge. Burge to Moore. 3 seconds, two, one, and we got a pushing foul on Dominican on Taylor Deneau, and that will be her fourth foul. So she's got to be careful now because one more and then she's out of the game. As Moore tries to get into Burge, ball tipped out of bounds by Danny Weathered. Great hands there by Danny Weathered to not allow the pass to come in easily. Burge has it. She's working against Diaz. Burge puts up the right-hand hook, and that goes in. It rattles in. 62-56, Dominican. Deneau has the ball, brings it up for Dominican. Diaz gives it to Holbok. Holbok gives it off to Deneau. Deneau drives past her defender, misses the layup. Here comes Dixie State now, pushing the ball. Dixie State has it. Davis gives it in to Jessup. Jessup with the left-hand hook, and she gets fouled. Foul on 24, Natalie Diaz. That is her second of the game. 62-58. Dominican in the lead, and now Dixie State on their own little run, trying to get back into this game. Jessup at the free throw line, taking her time. She puts up the shot, and she misses it. And we have a violation on the shooter. Jessup knew she was going to miss it, and she stepped in the lane too fast. Deneau has it now. Deneau to Weathered. Weathered getting double teamed. She passes it to Diaz. Diaz to Deneau. Deneau drives baseline. She puts up the shot, and that goes in. Taylor Deneau has come to life in this second half. 64-58 Dominican. Tatami puts up the shot. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. And out of bounds. Last touch by the Red Storm. Dominican ball.
Yeah, and the bucket on that last possession by Deneau was all set up by Danny Weathered. She saw that double coming, and she was able to get it out of her hands really quick, so didn't allow that defense to reset.
As Taylor Deneau loses the ball, Moore picks it up. She throws it to Davis, cross-court pass over Davis's head, out of bounds. Dominican fortunate there because Dixie State had numbers. Turnover there by Dixie State. As Jade Castro checks in for Dominican, replacing Carly Holbok. Taylor Mann comes in for Ashley Burge. Foul on Aaliyah Davis. As Castro inbounding literally right in front of us here. Diaz has the ball on the left wing. Diaz working against Jessup. Castro trying to get it inside the Weather. Deneau has it. Deneau puts up for a three. No good. Rebound Mann. Good box out there by Taylor Mann.
Taylor Mann, it's her 12th board. She's got 17 points, so that means number 20 now in the 20th double-double she's had so far this year.
And Jessup comes down with the hard-fought offensive rebound. Tatami trying to get it into Taylor Mann. Taylor Mann, and no, never mind, they reset. Tatami gets a double screen. Now she's trying to get into Mann. Decides to get into Moore. Moore drives, cuts through the defense, puts up the shot off the glass. Shermaine Moore cut it through the defense and put up the tough shot. That goes in, 60-64, Dominican in the lead. Layup by Deneau, no good. She comes up limping. Here comes Tatami now to Moore. Moore drives. She thought about the three. Decided not to. She decides to give it to the man. Man to Davis. To Moore. To Castro. To Tadmi. As Dixie State moving the ball around. 5:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Moore gets a screen from Mann. Moore drives. She loses it out of bounds. And they said it was last touch by Dominican. Questionable call there by the referee. As it looked like Moore just threw it out of bounds. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know, Joe.
3 seconds to shoot for Dixie State. Deep three by Sangster, nothing. And that's a shot clock violation. So I guess it goes Dominican's way. As we have sub, Carly Holbrook checks in for Deneau and Sandra Ikeora coming in for Ashley Sorensen.
Now, if Ikeora can kind of get herself in rhythm, she definitely will have some fresh legs. So keep an eye on that. She's been out for such a long period of time.
64-60, Dominican in lead. Diaz drives to her right. She dumps it off to Holbrook. Holbrook for three. No good. Rebound Moore. Here comes Dixie State. They have numbers. Moore tries to give it in to Jessup. Out of bounds. Good defense there by Dominican to get back and not allow the easy layup, which is forces the turnover. Timeout with 441 in the game. Penguins in the lead, 64-60. You are listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. For Joseph Gutierrez, for Jeff Safford, I am Joseph Gutierrez. Here at Senior Night, and don't forget, Dominican men play right after at 7:30 against Dixie State. That should be a good game as well as this one is. Again, 64-60. And Jeff, it's just been a great game. We're seeing the two best players, or one of the two best players in the PacWest Conference in Danny Weathered and Taylor Mann.
Yeah, and it's just been two really awesome individual performances by them. But I think really the difference in the second half has been is Dominican has just found a few more other contributors that have been able to help out, where Dixie State has been a little bit of a struggle to find somebody other than Taylor Mann to score the basketball at times.
Yep. As both teams come back onto the court, Jade Castro bringing it up for the Penguins. She's working against Sangster. Sangster having a good game. She has 7 points. Castro gives it off to Weathered. Weathered drives to her right. Spin move. Gets doubled. Dumps it off to Castro. Castro thought about the three. They give it into Ikeora. To Weathered. Weathered drives to her right. Blows by Davis and puts in the layup. She has 27. Penguins up 66-60. 4 minutes to go in the game. Aaliyah Davis now to Sangster. To Taylor Mann. Mann working against Ikeora and nothing but no defense there seen from Ikeora. She was kind of afraid, you know, didn't want to get another foul. So Mann puts it in with ease. 66-62. Ikeora now has it. She goes up, and she goes up and gets fouled. Foul on Shermaine Moore. 66-62, 3:46 remaining. Dominican in the lead, and they're trying to hold on this lead on senior night, trying to win one for the seniors. Last game at home for them. As Ikeora puts it in. Again, Dominican 15-10 with an 11-7 PacWest Conference record. Dixie State 7-16 overall, but 7-10 in the PacWest. As Ikeora misses the free throw, 67-62. This game coming down to the wire now. As Sangster lobs it up for Jessup to Mann. Mann thinks about the three, pump fakes, but she travels. Taylor Mann probably felt the pressure there from the Dominican defense and also this game. It's such a close game, 67-62 with 3:36 remaining. We're at the final minutes here at the Conlon Center. Both teams playing hard to get this victory. As Weather gives it up to Ikeora. Ikeora puts it in. She was wide open under the basket. 69-62. Dominican on a little run here. Tadmi has it. She gives off to Sangster. Back to Tadmi. Tadmi gives into Davis on the left wing. Ball tipped around. And we got a jump ball between Ikeora and Jessup. And Dominican will take possession. Dominican right now are the better team in these last minutes. They really want the game more, it seems like. 3:05 remaining in the game. Castro working against Davis. Castro gives it in to Diaz. Diaz thought about the three. She gives it off to Weather. Weather drives, and she is fouled by Jessup. And she will shoot two with 2:54 remaining. Fourth foul on Jessup. Weather at the line, shooting two. She has 27 points tonight. First shot is good. Nothing but net. It looked like she's been working on her free throws since Saturday, Jeff.
Yeah, it's great to see Danny really improving at the line. And she knows as well as anybody that when it comes down to it, a lot of times, especially when you get into games in March, free throws can be something that can decide a game. Just ask Derrick Rose.
Yeah. As Weather makes the second, and this game coming down to the wire, 71-62, 2:45 remaining in the game. Sangster has the ball at the right wing. She pulls up, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Weather. Weather driving now. She's leading the pack for Dominican. Holbrook. Holbrook drives. She puts up the shot. Misses it. Rebound. Tadmi, we got to have a collision. And we got a foul going against Dominican. Ashley Sorensen. That's her first of the off-ball foul. More returns for Dixie State. Jade Castro applying some full court pressure here. With the game coming down on the line, 2 minutes to go. Game still close, 9-point game. Moore has it. She drives to their left, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Sorensen. Here comes Weather now. She's got it one-on-one. Weather, hop step, and that goes in. Danny Weather with 31 points, and we got a timeout on Dixie State, realizing that they don't have much time here to get back into this game. They got to rethink some things. 2:05 remaining in the game. Penguins in the lead, 73-62. And Danny Weather, the senior guard, leading her team to a victory. And she wants to win one in front of her parents tonight on senior night. 73-62. Just a great performance from Dominican. Dominican in the lead. Coach LaCoste telling his team that there's 2 minutes left. They fought their way throughout this game, and let's hold on and play hard these last 2 minutes to hold on to this victory. You know, they need some momentum going into the PacWest Conference Tournament. As Jessup will bring the ball in. Tadmi has it for Dixie State. She's working against Castro on the right wing. Mann has it. Taylor Mann, she goes up, and she gets blocked by Sorensen, but we got a foul call. Foul on Danny Weather. She got her on the body because all I saw was Sorensen with the block on top, but I guess Danny Weather got the body. Third foul on Danny Weather.
And obviously, Weathered and the rest of the Penguins didn't like the call there, but at this point, it's been so many calls that they haven't agreed with. They're just kind of laughing it off at this point, and that's probably the best thing you can do is, you know, if you don't really agree with it, the officiating that is, just play through it.
Mann makes both free throws to bring the lead down to 9 points. Penguins in the lead, 73-64. 1:40 remaining in the game. Still anyone's game here. Holbrook drives right baseline. She puts up the shot, and that goes in. Carly Holbrook with ice in her veins. 75-64, Dominican in the lead. Taylor Mann has it now. She gets it into Jessup. Jessup gets fouled and one.
Wow.
Foul on Danny Weather. That is her fourth. And she's got to be careful now because there's still a lot of time to go. 1:25 remaining in the game. Penguins in the lead, 75-66, as Jessup will head to the line to shoot one to convert the three-point play.
Man, a bad break, too, because it looks like before that shot came that Natalie Diaz definitely got hit in the elbow before that shot even went up. So probably, I mean, just thinking, if her nose looks like it's bleeding, probably should have been an offensive foul called before that shot was even put up.
Yeah, it is very physical down there in the paint. Not a lot of players are, you know, made to play down there in that position. But thank God Natalie Diaz is okay. She is one of those warriors down there, the freshman, who has had a terrific season this year. She seems like she's okay. She's not bleeding. She's fine. She just wants to get this victory for her team and the seniors. Again, it is senior night here at Conlin Center. Brianna Jessup will shoot one to convert the three-point play. Penguins up by nine, 75-66, 1:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Jessup will shoot one, taking her time. Shot goes up. And she misses. Rebound Diaz. Jessup misses the free throw. Cannot convert the three-point play. They're double Danny Weather now. Castro going. Castro drives, puts up the layup, and that is good. Jade Castro with the layup, 77-66. Dominican in the lead with a minute to go. Taylor Mann now has it. She gets double and stripped by Holbrook. Holbrook throws the Weather. Weather drives. She brings it out with less than a minute to go. Castro for three. The dagger, no. Out of bounds, off Dominican. Jade Castro was looking to put the dagger in the storm right there. Unfortunately, she could not put it in. 49.2 seconds left in the game as Dixie State's got to pull out all the stops here to come back and tie this game and send it to overtime. As we have a clock malfunction here, referee stops play. They put 49.2 seconds back onto the clock.
And
we got another.
It looks like they still hadn't reset the shot clock. So first it was the game clock. And now the shot. Now it's right, I believe.
As the referee talking to the scores table, and it seems like this is a reoccurring thing for the Dominican scoring table. Just really bad. They actually now put 51 seconds back onto the clock. I think they just added more time. I thought they had it right, but I guess not. As Jordan brings it in for Dixie State. She gives it off to Moore. Moore with a deep three. No good. Rebound Mann. Mann goes up. Contact, nothing called. She misses the layup. Diaz comes down with the rebound. Castro now driving the ball, and she gets intentionally fouled. 77-66. Dominican in the lead. 33.1 seconds left in the game, and Jade Castro gets intentionally fouled. Fourth foul on Shermaine Moore. As Danny Weather checked out, standing ovation for Danny Weather. Danny Weather having a great game with over 30 points.
And a cool move there by Coach Lacoste to take Danny out of the game and let her have her moment, get one last ovation from this Conlin Center crowd. That's a classy move there by Coach Lacoste.
Yeah, and she did get a standing ovation. Well-deserved for Danny Weather, whose last two games at Conlin have phenomenal, and they will always be remembered here at Dominican. As Holbrook misses her first free throw. Second free throw is good. 78-66, Dominican in lead, 30 seconds to go. Jordan, she pulls up the deep three, and she puts it in, and she hurts her ankle while shooting the three. She kind of slipped and twisted her ankle, but she was able to make the three-point play.
Look at this. Look who's checking in.
It looks like Melissa Boscarino checking in for Dominican.
Boscarino, of course, playing with a torn ACL. Another cool move by Coach Lacoste to let her come back in one last time.
Classy move there by Coach Tim Lacoste. As Boscarino, it looks like she's about to cry right now. Timeout Dominican. I guess Boscarino wasn't officially checked into the game. Now Boscarino is, as they get the ball in. Foul by Castro. Castro gets fouled. So she will shoot two free throws.
Man, yeah, cool to see some emotion from Boscarino as well. As you mentioned, kind of on the verge of tears. Definitely appreciated the move by Coach Lacoste to let her come in for a few seconds, even if it is kind of in a moment where Dominican kind of looks like they have the game wrapped up.
As Castro misses the free throw, 24.6 seconds left in the game. Penguins in the lead, 78-69. Castro misses both. Jordan drives for Dixie State. Moore has it. They got to get something going quick. Jordan for three. No good. Rebound on the floor. Ball on the floor, I should say. And we had a scramble there. Jump ball. Dixie State will keep possession.
Look at the hustle, though, by Collins there. Angelica Collins, the freshman, getting on the floor, fighting for the basketball. Gotta love it.
11.8 seconds remaining. Taylor Mann puts up a three. No good. Rebound Collins. Boscarino has it. She's driving. 5, 4, 3. Boscarino. Oh, she tried to shoot the three. She missed. That would have been a great exclamation point on this game. As the buzzer goes off, Dominican takes the lead. Wins the game 78-69 over Dixie State. And it was a hard-fought battle, as Dixie State was a great competitor tonight for the Dominican Penguins. And good job by the Dominican Penguins to put a show and play a great game and get a win for the seniors. And Danny Weather, the senior herself, led the way with 31 points.
Yeah, another absolutely fantastic performance from the senior. She definitely deserves it. And you know, it's cool to see Melissa Boscarino checking back in, you know, and really I'm surprised that she is able to even get on the court after a really gruesome injury. You know, that's, you know, and she looked okay dribbling around out there. So tough cookie there, Melissa Boscarino.
Yeah, and it was just a great victory for Dominican today. Danny Weather, great game, back-to-back games. Her last two home games at the Conlin Center were just phenomenal, both over 30 points. And they go on to play their last game Saturday, February 27th at Fresno Pacific. So that should be a great game. Penguins in the lead, and the men's game coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Jeff and I will be here to call that game. So, again, Dominican with the lead, with the win for the Lady Penguins. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and we will be back for the men's game at 7:30.
If you see her